Hey, witches and warlocks. We have a super exciting announcement. GWBW will be coming to you soon, live. A live show and fundraiser is in the works, and the proceeds will benefit solving the American Elm murders and finding the perpetrator. Stay tuned to this podcast and our social medias for all the details. Stay witchy.
For another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch, which witch are you?
Boomers say the darndest things in this sincere and sweet episode about the 70 and older crowd. When given an admittedly goofy questionnaire, our sage elders spill the beans and share their hearts. And now, Shelly, Lisa, and Daryl.
Welcome, witches, to another exciting episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch, where, well, you know, we're funny. We try to be funny, we try to entertain you, and we try to get down deep with the dirty news.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what dirty news
is. Dirty.
But I'm going to introduce to you the Good Witch, Shelly Majors.
Hi, Dilly Ho.
And the Man Witch, Daryl Brown.
Yo, hey.
And I am your bad witch, Lisa
That's
Brown.
It. That's our dirty bad witch over there.
I am dirty, dirty news girl. I don't know what that
dirty
means.
Dirty little witch telling the dirty, dirty news.
Yeah, that just came off the top of my head. So we're going to talk to you about some things that have to do with aging,
mm-hmm.
with people that are of a more mature age.
Yep.
More mature than us.
I was going to say, you ain't talking about us.
No. It's not even, that hard.
No, that's true.
Our age does not show our maturity.
That's true, too. But people that are more mature than us, and we're going to get to that in the meat. But before that, we're going to talk a little bit about ourselves.
Sure.
So.
One thing that I didn't have in my notes, but that I realized immediately, something that makes me feel really old, is that we both have matching readers on right now from the dollar store, and that I feel old that I'm excited about that.
Well, and that we didn't go and pick them out together.
No.
We just both had them on and then put them on our cute little faces.
Exactly. In fact, this was in my secret extra reader drawer. No joke. I have one. And I'm like, it's time for a freshy pair. Yeah. And then today,
bingo.
I'm delighted and giddy with this development.
One of these things don't belong together.
Daryl does not have the same readers.
I don't.
He is wearing readers, but he doesn't have the same. Now, the weird thing about it is that you went to your freshy new drawer.
Yes.
I have no idea where I got these.
Oh, they just show up.
Yeah.
You have one lying in every corner.
They may have been yours. And then you said,
damn, I'm missing my purple freshies.
Yeah, I don't know where my purples are. And so you got a new one, threw them in your drawer, and that's how that happened.
It's just, you know, I don't know. Little kids get excited about dumb things, and so do we.
It's like the thing at the liquor store or something. Take a penny, leave a penny or something. You know, that's what you guys do. Just lay a pair of glasses down and go about your day.
Isn't that the truth? And I think we're kind of all the same subscription. We can just pass them, take one down, pass them around.
Well, you know what? I have no.
Mine's a 1-2-5.
A 1-2-5?
Yeah.
I'm a 2. I'm a straight out 2.
Oh.
I just grab whatever I
can. Mine's 1-2-1-50.
Yeah,
whatever.
Try them on and see if you see better. Lisa, that's.
That's why we have those ones that,
thank you.
That you can see through the damn body of a person up there. She goes, oh, these ones are the wrong ones.
Those are the ones that I think those were my
bunnies,
sisters.
Yeah.
Take a minute.
Yeah,
put them on your face.
I just grab whatever I can, and it's like, this works. And this is better than it was, isn't it?
Okay, geezers. So, here's another thing that makes me feel extremely old.
Yeah.
So, everybody, just in case you care, I got a new job. And last night, Brian and I went out to celebrate before I start. And we ate amazing. We had oysters and mussels and this.
Where'd you go to?
Fish and Beer, our favorite celebration place. And there was this appetizer that was, it was called Philly Meets Maryland. And it was a pretzel, which I guess is the Philly part. And the Maryland was, there was like a cheesy Baltimore crab situation.
Oh, wow.
Dips on top of it. And so you'd pull it apart and you eat it and all that. It was so great. And we had scallops and we had the whole nine and a bottle of bubbly for celebrating as Prosecco. But anyway, we spoiled ourselves. It was lovely. And the whole time I was thinking,
am I going to get a senior special? That's
no.
What,
no, the whole time she's thinking, no. God,
I'm sorry.
I wish the bad witch and man witch were here to enjoy this with
no.
us.
No. Either.
No. No. Oh. No, I was like, could they turn down this damn ya-ya music? So every time we go, they play hip hop, which is my least favorite genre. And I know that sometimes
hip hop and seafood.
It's, yeah, I don't know. And it's always a little too loud. And I'm like, this would be just perfect for, you know, and it's like $100 a person or whatever at least. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this would be really nice for yacht rock, maybe some smooth jazz, maybe some acid jazz, maybe anything but this bullshit where this guy is trying to get up some girl's butt.
Oh.
Yeah, it's distracting. And also, if their music was better, I think I would go every day for happy hour because the food is so great and it smells so good and it's just such a nice atmosphere. And the service is usually wonderful and all that. The music makes me feel really old.
Maybe you should write a strongly worded letter.
To my mayor?
No. To Shaq. No. Manager or whatever.
I should, because I don't want to write a review. Just trashed on my podcast that has 12 fans.
Right.
Because the food is really outstanding. We choose it for our celebration.
Right.
But yeah, that made me feel really old. I'm like, could you turn it down?
You're like, I shake my fist in anger.
Can't enjoy my scallops listening to this.
I'll eat them, but
yeah,
I don't
I'm not going to enjoy them.
Does anything make you guys feel old? Besides your bodies,
well,
of course.
That's funny that you should say the thing about the readers, because I have down my eyesight.
Yes.
I've just like realized within... Probably. I've been wearing readers for quite some time, but I don't know if like my eyes have gotten to where they have to have them.
Yeah.
But I cannot work without them now.
Yeah.
And that the other day when we came back from Dylan, I couldn't find my readers and I was seriously like, I'm gonna have to cancel my day.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
We're done here.
I can't. And thank God my client found them for me. Because I couldn't see.
Right.
That's why she found them.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't see to find it. Okay.
I got you, Grandma.
Yeah.
You don't wear them when you drive, though, right? They're literally just for reading and doing nails.
And doing nails.
And then, but I do realize that I need them later in the day, too, like to just even read my phone because my eyes get tired or faster.
Of course.
And that's weird, too. Like, that's a new thing.
Yeah. Old night eyes.
That's
what it's
called.
Old night eyes.
That's what they call Frank Sinatra. Old night eyes.
Blue eyes. Lisa's old night
eyes. Old night eyes, yeah. Night eyes, night eyes.
Yeah.
Turn around, night eyes.
I don't ever feel like anything that makes me feel old. I just think the funniest thing, I said it before on the show, but when we first moved here, I was sitting in the backyard having a nice fire and enjoying my night. And the people, there was a party down the back behind us, down the street behind us.
Like a kid party.
A kid party, a house party. And all these kids come walking by. Well, I'm just sitting there chilling, drinking a beer. And I hear this kid go, hey, old man. Hey, old guy. You want to go to a party? I go, I don't got any shoes on. And he go, fair enough. And they kept walking.
At least they invited you.
I don't know. I guess I'd be okay to be invited. But if somebody said, hey, old lady, I'd be really upset.
Yeah, but I was like, God, if I had shoes on, I wonder if I would have really went.
He's like Uncle Buck. I could totally see Daryl Uncle Bucking it at a young party.
Yeah. Guess who goes to jail, Daryl? You. That's exactly.
I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast. I think I've told you guys you guys and Brian or whatever, but I'm not sure if I told them on the podcast. So I have this younger couple that come in and get their nails done, and they're a guy and a girl, and they come in and they both get their nails done. And they're very, I don't know if the word's progressive or just open or whatever, but they're each other's main is what they say. And then they can have relations with other people.
They're poly. Right?
I guess.
Is that what that is?
I don't know.
I don't think it's really in poly.
He's okay with her being with girls. She's okay with him being with guys, but they don't like each other being with another person.
Opposite sex. Okay.
And they're young. It is what it is. Yay. Yeah. Wonderful. That has really nothing to do with it. Other than, so one day I'm doing their nails and the girl says, so we've been talking about it and we were wondering if you could be our third and we could be a thruple.
Oh my God, that's
and
so flattering.
So, I know.
That would make me feel young.
So then I said, okay, what does this entail and how does my husband come into this whole equation? And she says, well, actually, to be honest with you, we just want to move out of my parents' basement and move into your house. And I said, you're using me and I break up with both of you. And we are done now. So that relationship did not work.
I thought they had a geezer fetish.
Thanks, old lady.
Old goth lady.
What am I? An elder goth.
Elder goth.
Yeah. They're like, we like the
shoegazer that can't tie your shoes.
Yeah. So speaking of funny, like the restaurant thing, one night this was years ago. And I pulled the old man move. Remember at Red Lobster? Yeah, we were at Red Lobster.
Uh-huh.
And these kids came in. I mean, a big old group of them. Well, they couldn't all sit together. So there was a table here and a table across the restaurant. Well, they kept doing the whole waving and, hey, dude, what's up? You know, this and that. Finally, I said to these two kids, I go, hey, Beavis and Butthead, why don't you two just tone it down a minute, you know, a bit here.
We're trying to have a meal here.
And I go, so is everybody else. They sat down in their seats. So a couple of the other buddies came over because they noticed there wasn't no more action going on over here. And they sat down and the guy goes, that old dude called us Beavis and Butthead.
And we're trying so hard not to laugh.
We were trying not to.
Because we wanted to act like we were mad.
We're mad adults.
And, you know, so they would stop. But we actually got, I didn't say anything.
People
clapped. People were clapping.
When I said that, they go, yeah. And I'm like.
I thought you were going to say, who's Beavis and Butthead?
Which would make us really old. Yeah. Actually, this was probably during the Beavis and Butthead time. So.
Yeah, so that's what was
these
crazy.
These kids are like 40 now.
But speaking of that, I love when older people call you kiddo. Like your parents or just your parents' friends or whatever, and they're like, oh, the kiddos are over.
I noticed that a lot of my older clients, I'll say something about being old, and they're like, oh, good God, you're a young spring chicken or whatever, like compared to them, I guess maybe so, but I'm like, don't feel like it, you know, or whatever and stuff, but I'm just be like, oh, God, my arm hurts because I'm old, you know,
and they're like, I threw my back out putting on a sock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I fell because I put my leggings on, trying to stand up.
Don't do that.
No, just sit down.
Lean against something. Also.
What do you think that you're supposed to be asking this, but I just totally stepped on your dick. I'm sorry. How do you keep physical and mentally useful?
I think this helps, you know, because you can laugh at yourself and stuff, and it makes me... I don't know. It's just good for your mental health.
Oh, this, like podcasting.
Yes,
oh,
yeah. Podcasting.
Okay. And just talking to your friends.
Yep, and Brian's dad jokes and group texty stuff, he just makes me giggle. I think that makes me feel younger. Being with a younger man makes you feel younger.
Really? I'll have to try that. Oh,
I break up with you.
But also, don't you think, you're not in this situation anymore, but working with younger people, they're always keeping me... I don't know, just more youthful in terms of learning new things and introducing new music and fashions and other things. And
I actually have that on my list of hanging out with younger people.
You just have to.
Yeah.
Especially our grandkids.
Well, yes, I have that too.
Because they have that innocence and just you see the world in a different way. Mm-hmm. It's so cute.
It's funny because you get, I don't know if you feel this way about your nieces and nephews or whatever and stuff, but when you're with somebody that is that much younger, it's like almost you don't want to see it through your own eyes anymore. It doesn't make it as big of a deal.
Yes.
Well, I mean, like if I went to New York or whatever, and I've never been to New York and stuff, I'd like to see that for the first time.
Sure.
But things that I've seen before, I'd love to see through their eyes. Like I'd like to go to Disney World with my grandkids, and I'd like to go on a cruise with my grandkids.
Way more fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And stuff. Not I'd go without them. Don't get me wrong. If I had
I can't afford to take you. Don't get any ideas.
Right.
We're not doing
it. I would have more fun if I could.
Right. Or even watching a show or something with somebody that's never seen it for the first time.
Yeah.
If they're younger.
I've seen Wicked 3 times.
There you go.
And I just took Natalia to go see it because I wanted to see what she would think of it.
Yes.
At which she said, it's really good, actually.
I'm actually kind of liking this. Yeah. Well, that's funny. Yeah. I have a really good friend of mine, and his dad, oddly enough, is only maybe 6 months older than me.
Uh-huh.
And my friend Michael goes, God, I can't believe you're the same age as my dad. He acts like an old, old man. Acts like he can't do this, can't do that. And he goes, and you're running around doing this with kids and, you know, chasing them and stuff and having a good time. We'd be in his backyard and I'd be playing catch football with his two sons. Mm-hmm. And his dad would just be sitting in a chair watching us. You know?
Yeah, so maybe just a different mindset and not having the kids to keep you so active.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? He's kind of just a dick.
Okay. We don't like him. You know what makes you old is
you're dickiness. Being dicky. Come on.
I had on my youthful list dog walks, but then I thought about it. And so on our walk this morning, there was a man that we were walking behind that walked just like my dad, had that kind of sideways lope. He dressed like my dad with the whatever. And I kind of wanted to go give him a hug. Well, I didn't.
Can I hug
that
you?
Would be just weird. You, what, if you ran behind him and hugged him from behind just to see what would happen?
He's like, oh,
then my dog attacks his dog, and it's the whole thing's terrible.
My wallet's in my back pocket. Just take
just
it.
Just take it, ma'am.
But then I had to correct myself that does not make me feel young, even though it's exercise and all that other stuff, because in my neighborhood, there's, I think, a bunch of kids from A-West that are on the track and field team or whatever, and they're all 120 pounds and zero body fat and whatever. And I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm about 89. I feel big and slow.
Like
very slow.
I was, speaking of going to Wicked, I was at Wicked with my granddaughter.
Yes.
And we were sitting in a row, as people do in this
as
theater.
One does.
And I was sitting between her and this couple. They were, okay. I'm going to say a couple of kids, but uh-huh. they were probably in their early 20s.
Okay.
And they looked a little bit like you wouldn't think that they were the theater going type.
Mm-hmm.
Not incredibly dressed up. They didn't look bad, but incredibly respectful. He had his hat on like cockeyed
uh-huh.
or whatever, like a baseball hat and stuff. And so just kind of a little bit out of place, but very nice, you know, laughed at the certain right times, seemed to be enjoying it, was fine. Anyways, in Wicked, there's a point where something happens and it kind of brings everything together. I don't want to give it away if you haven't seen it, especially since the movie's coming out. But something happens and all of a sudden this kid who's sitting next to me goes, "Damn!" I laugh so hard because it just, like, again, like seeing it through his eyes,
yes,
and knowing that he had seen The Wizard of Oz, so it all made sense now,
right,
and stuff. And then, and she just started laughing, and I'm laughing, and Talia's laughing, and he's like, "Didn't see that coming, damn!" And it was so damn cute. So,
but to be young enough to have that unfiltered response,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
so
it
good.
Was just cute, and it was nice to see somebody so excited.
Yes,
yeah, so. That's that.
What do you guys think about, so, okay, by the time that it comes out, hey, this is what Generation Alpha is saying, and this is what these words mean.
Is that
mean.
The new one?
Yes.
Generation Alpha.
Yeah, that's the one that are being born now. They're post-Z.
Mm.
So that's why it's A again?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and the next ones will be Beta, probably. Who knows? I'm not in charge of naming these people.
Alpha, Beta.
Well, what's from what, baby boomers to Generation X? Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's,
and that's 65 to 80 or whatever.
They skipped a lot
yeah.
of
well,
alphabet.
They used to do it by what makes sense. Like the baby boomers, of course, everybody was having kids because
yeah.
home from the war and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then, I don't know what the X came from.
The spot.
Sure.
Okay.
we were doing a lot of ecstasy.
Yes, but here's my point. Mm-hmm. So I read an article. It's like, okay, well, this is what they're all saying and what it means, like sus and riz and whatever.
Okay.
And I'm like, by the time that somebody writes an article about it, those kids are way over that,
yeah,
I'm
true.
Guessing.
Yeah.
And that I'm even thinking that makes me feel ancient.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're younger and you make up words or nicknames or whatever, it's organic.
For
you would
shizzle.
Think,
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if these new kids, if they're just like, if it started organically or somebody's like in a factory making up stuff to make me feel ancient.
Think a little of both.
Okay, just
yeah.
checking.
Although
that seems a little sus.
I was going to say.
Yeah, because what age can you stop saying that shit? Because we're way too old for it, I think.
How dare you?
We should say whatever we want.
Right. Well, that tracks.
He doesn't like the that tracks, does he?
Kevin, I don't know why. He, you know what else he used to get on me for saying was, damn it, I lost it.
While you're thinking of it,
yes.
Welcome to Good Witch, Bad Witch, where the intro's longer than the show.
There you go. What was it that you used to hate when I said?
Well, I hate people that say adulting. I think that's the stupidest
thing. Yeah, you don't like
oh,
that.
Oh, God, adulting. I'm
yeah.
like, yeah, it's going to happen.
I don't like it either, but I also don't like the concept of it. It's like, no, it's just living life.
You used
yeah,
to
like
say that.
Yeah, being a mom. Yeah.
God, what was that one you say all the time?
Damn it.
And it wasn't yeah. that tracks? I thought it was just
no.
that tracks.
It was
like,
no.
Everything she does is magic.
Pretty
so,
much,
yeah.
Okay. I'll think about it before the end of the show. How about that?
Yeah, okay.
Anything else make you feel old or young?
Everything.
Okay.
Okay, great.
We'll be right back with the meat.
What's my name?
Hey, welcome back, witches. We are doing a show about things that old people like. But then Lisa said, let's be appropriate and use another word. So specifically, we were asking baby boomers what they think about certain things. And baby boomers are some of my very favorite people because I think they are resourceful and grateful and intelligent and experienced. Not good runners right now, probably.
No,
not sprinters in any case. But I created a questionnaire that, given my druthers, if I could go back, I would change.
Why?
I think when I wrote it, the 15 questions, I was in a weird headspace, and I felt the deadline, which is good. And then it seemed like when you guys were in Dylan, there were times where you had a little downtime that you could actually think about it and stuff. Anyway, I was trying to be thoughtful, and it ended up being a weird questionnaire. But this is a questionnaire that we asked baby boomers, and for your information, we just decided anybody over 70 years old. So yeah. I'm going to ask the question, and then we're all going to go around and say the answers.
And who did we all ask?
Yeah.
I asked my mom.
I asked my mom.
I asked my uncle.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's the people
close to us.
I would have loved my mom's answer. So she
would have been great. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And while we're going around, you can say what you think she might have said if you'd like. I think that would be great. So you guys tell a dirty joke while I pull up the list.
And also just between me and you and yes. the slippy town, no, nobody's listening to this.
Yeah.
I think number two should be number one and
yes.
number one should be number two.
Who does number two work for?
Okay, yep, I got you. Okay. Yep. Okay, and so I labeled this questionnaire, Boomers Say the Cutest Things.
Yes.
And if any of you faithful readers, listeners, watchers, stalkers, remember, we did a Kids Say the Darndest Thing about a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
So, very similar format, just overdue.
All right. Oh, can I say something that's really fast?
Please, you can always say it in a medium pace.
Okay, here's the thing that I think is funny. So when we did this and I did it with my grandkids and stuff, I took the questionnaire and I sent it to them and they copied and pasted it and filled it out and sent it back to me.
Yes.
None of the people that I asked knew how to do that.
Oh, for this one?
For this one.
Oh, yeah, no.
The boomer one.
No.
Yeah, that's why we had less participants.
Yeah.
Because none of us had the time to call. So each one of us actually called our prospective
elder
and went through the whole thing with yes. them because nobody, other than I think if we would have asked Deb, she would have known how to do it.
Yeah.
But nobody else knew how to actually do that. So that is funny. That also being said, this is one of the best conversations my mom and I have had together in probably 6 years.
Oh, I'm so
excited. We laughed our asses off and it was so fun. So good. Thank you, Shelley, for the questions.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. I asked my mom today I think I left the house at 3 to get over here. And at 2:00, I'm like, shit, I have everything for the show but the questionnaire. So we went and had a nice discussion.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
Yes. But number one, and there's a reason that I did this because my niece kind of schooled me on all of this stuff. But number one is, who is Drake?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to go first? My mom said a Canadian singer.
Oh, is he Canadian?
So that's what I asked her.
Uh-huh.
I said, is he Canadian? She goes, well, he lives in Canada.
Wow.
And I said, does that make him Canadian? And she goes, well, if they live in Canada, does... And I said, no, we could move to Canada and we're not Canadian.
Right.
And she said, well, he lives in Canada. And I said, how do you know that? And she says, Entertainment Tonight.
Oh. Wow. All yeah. right, Patty.
So we'll have to double check that.
That's where these oldies get their news.
Yeah. There you go.
And swear by
there
it.
You
so I don't know if he's actually really Canadian, but he does... He apparently, via Patty Pavage, lives in Canada.
You know how you can tell if he's Canadian?
How?
If he says sorry, and also you can see what breakfast protein is on his plate. Is it Canadian bacon or American bacon?
Or ham.
That's how you know.
Okay. Well, there you go.
My mom had no idea who Drake was. How about you, Joe?
My uncle had no idea who Drake was.
Okay.
But then when I said, well, he's a rapper.
Yeah.
And it's kind of made me, no, still nothing.
Nope. Yep. Okay.
Mm-mm. So, yeah.
I was going to tell my mom that he was a rapper, not a singer. But then I was like, why?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and the only reason, I have a hate for his music that's deep and wide. And I had heard about him from some girl that I worked with at Blake Street. She sold a kidney to go to the show. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, who is this person? And they're like, the most hugely popular person in the world. Well, I think that's all they play at Fish and Beer. And it sounds like this.
If you want to know, just from the middle, the Generation X.
Yes.
Generation, what is it now?
YZ,
which is Natalia, told me he has a very large wiener.
Oh, well.
So that's something else.
That's
about
her big
him.
Joke.
It is her big joke. She always talks about his wiener. Well, that, I don't know how she knows.
It's so funny. We were at the store.
You still have to try to be good at your job.
Right. Yeah.
We were at the grocery store, and she picked up these sausages, and she goes, what, did Drake stop by?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
I don't know how she knows this.
You weirdo.
He should have been in the Olympics.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have pole vaulted.
Wiener jokes there. So the next question was, who is in a musical rivalry with Drake?
My mom said Kendrick Lamar.
Patty is in the know.
I told her I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Sarah gave me the whole rundown,
okay.
And because they have songs that go back and forth and diss each other.
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah,
so my mom knew, I didn't know.
Patty is down.
She is down with the Canadian singer.
Yeah,
rappers.
Lucky.
Rivalries.
Yes. So when I asked Uncle Don, I said, you know, that same question, now that he knew that he's a rapper, he goes, I don't know. I'm not into rap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good point. Of course. My mom had no idea.
Okay.
The next question. So who is your favorite singer?
Mm-hmm.
My mom said there's several. Dean Martin, Rob Thomas, John Bon Jovi, Stevie Nicks and the Eagles.
Wow.
Which I thought was very eclectic group.
Exactly. Do you remember when your mom and her friends were having some drinks at the house in Arvada, and it was during the time that Pour Some Sugar on Me came out, Def Leppard.
Okay.
And it was the first time that I had seen generations kind of unite over a musical thing. And we were all singing and drinking. Well, I mean, we were sneaking drinks because they were already drunk.
Right.
And singing Pour Some Sugar on Me with the oldies. Okay. And by that, I mean the oldies were probably 35 at the time.
Yeah. No, I don't remember that, but I could see it happen.
Your mom's always been really into good pop music.
My mom and her friend, who was blind, Diane, do you remember she owned the video store?
Yes.
Used to pretend like they were Heart.
Oh, perfect.
Because my mom had dark hair and Dan had, and they would stand on the table and pretend like they were.
Sing these dreams.
Uh-huh. Heaven. Yeah. Heaven.
Exactly.
What did Don say, Daryl?
He said Roy Orbison.
Ooh, good pick.
His favorite singer.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, and you know how that thing is where people maybe enjoy the musicians from their glory days and when they were younger and maybe falling in love and all that other stuff. I bet both of those are true for that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe with my mom as well, because hers was Elvis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my mom would have said Elvis as well.
Oh, man, what a talent.
Or she would have said Elvis or, what's his name from Queen?
Oh,
Freddie Mercury.
Oh, God, she used to, my mom would be doing ceramics and have Queen just cranked up as loud as it could go.
I love it.
And be doing, sitting there singing and doing ceramics and be like, okay.
If Elvis were alive today, I'm just doing quick memory math, he'd probably be 90-something. And there's people this however many generations afterwards that still would find him relevant or whatever, and that, you know, his music is classic. They'd at least know what it is.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm trying to think of Drake when he's 90 and I pooped in my pants and I'm poopy 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 and I can't find the toilet.
Well, I saw a little
come
kid.
Come pick it up, Kendrick Lamar.
A little kid the other day came into my salon and he goes, "Is that Elvis?" And this is like a 4-year-old.
Wow.
So,
I mean, a timeless icon.
Yes.
That one black and white picture we have of Elvis.
Yeah.
Even when Amber was just a little girl, she'd always say, can I have that picture? I want that picture.
Yeah. He's dreamy for Pete's sake.
So she still, when she comes to the salon, she sees it, she goes, yeah, remember, I want that picture if you ever get rid of it. So
I'm sure he wasn't the first, but isn't he kind of the poster child for teen icons? Or
probably.
Yeah.
Heartthrobs.
Yeah, around that time, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to kiss Elvis. Okay, question number 4. Who starred in Gone with the Wind?
This one was funny.
My mom said Clark Gable and Vivian Leigh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's correct.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uncle Don said Clark Gable and some dark-haired lady.
I'm surprised that they're all different, but my mom said Clark Gable and Janet Leigh, which was a lady from Psycho, right?
Janet Leigh was from Psycho.
And I didn't correct her because I was like, right.
Janet Leigh.
Yeah.
Who was the real lady?
Vivian Leigh.
Oh, it was real. Okay.
Yeah.
She didn't do much or what?
My mom ran a video store, guys.
Well, no, but she she didn't do much after that because, I mean, that
I really
Clark Gable is a name you can always remember.
Right.
That said, she played second fiddle. You can't remember.
Yeah,
I heard, though, that when she did say something about the show was that she hated the kissing scenes because he had such bad halitosis.
I heard that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clark, get your shit together. Yeah.
Well, who knows if it's true? I mean, you know.
Well, yeah. Well, she didn't lie.
Fake news.
How are we going to research this?
Right. I don't know.
Okay. So question number 5 was, who plays the latest Spider-Man?
My mom had no idea.
Uncle Don said, I can't tell you. I've never even seen a one.
Okay.
My mom said, I don't know. One was Tobey Maguire.
Mm-hmm.
And
those
then,
were the good ones.
So we watched one together not that long ago, a few months ago, that she had taken the kids to the movie theater to see. There's so many Spider-Mans, it's hard to keep track. Yeah. But I think it was like Revenge of the Spider-Verse or something like that. But it had 5 Spider-Mans in it.
Oh,
Tobey Maguire, Andrew, whatever his face is, and and a couple other of the new ones. I don't know what the new kid's name is, but
I
there's
think it's
many.
Tom Holland, yes?
Maybe. Okay, let's do it.
Only because I saw a lip sync battle. Long story short, it revived my... So that's who I think it is.
Okay, let's go for it.
Okay.
But it just seems weird that it's been going on so long that people age out of their Spider-Man phase.
Yeah.
Same with Batmans. I mean,
sure.
I can name all the Batmans, but...
Okay, let's do it.
Michael Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
And
George Clooney.
And Val Kilmer.
Okay.
Yeah,
Are you doing them in order?
No.
Okay.
And then it was the
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Is it just 4?
Is that it?
I think so, yeah.
I think it might be it.
Yep.
We'll double check.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Michael Keaton was the best, yes.
I think so.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer was the best looking, yeah.
Val kept doing, I'm Batman. He was too serious about it.
Christian Bale, there was something with the voice.
His voice, too.
Yeah,
it was too weird.
It was too weird. Okay. I digressed, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Number 6 is, what's the latest Star Wars movie you saw and when?
My mom said that the last one she said was Return of the Jedi at the movies. And I told her that she was a big fat liar because we saw the one after that with Jar Jar Binks.
Yes.
At the movies, me and her and my sister. And she said she didn't remember that. And she has no idea who Jar Jar Binks is. And I
she
said,
probably blocked it out. It was terrible.
What I said too. It was horrible. So you probably blocked it out.
Yes.
That's funny. I said that.
Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah.
Okay. I saw that on a date and I didn't understand.
Because you never seen any of the rest of them, or?
No, I'd seen the first 3, but I just was lost. There was a bunch going on.
Dumb.
Yeah, thank you. Uh-huh. Okay.
Same thing for Uncle Don. He said, I don't know. I've never seen any of them, as well as I have never seen any of them.
I keep forgetting that you're stuck in time.
Yeah.
My mom wasn't sure what it was that was the last one, but she said it's the one where Darth Vader dies.
That's Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the 3rd of the original.
Yes.
Right. Okay, mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then
sorry,
after
spoiler.
That,
like,
thank you. See,
he doesn't
just
know
keep
who Darth
on
Vader
talking.
Is.
He doesn't know who Darth Vader is. Doesn't
what
matter.
Does she speak of this art?
Okay. Number 7. Can you fit into your wedding outfit, dress, or tuxedo? And then, if so, or do you wish that you could? It was a 2-part question.
My mom said, "Oh no." Was that if she could fit in it? Oh, no. And then I said, would you do what she could? And she said, yes. And I said, because of size or style? And she said, oh, absolutely, because of size. She thinks the style is way outdated, but she wished she was that size again.
Because they probably got married in the 60s.
She did. She had, her dress was a go-go skirt.
She looked like that girl.
But then she had Palacio pants, like the accordion pants.
Yes,
it that
yes.
looked like a skirt, but they were actually pants. So I thought
yeah,
it was really
Patty.
Cute.
Of
yeah.
course.
She was a go-go girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then at the reception, she took the pants off and just had the
adorable.
She Winnie the Pooh did.
Yeah. It was long to her knees.
She had other stuff going on.
Yeah. So Uncle Don said he could wear the coat, the same coat. And I said, he was like, actually think I still even have it in my closet.
Wow.
The pants, no. And the shirts, no. He goes, because he now has gotten a beer gut and he knows I only drink beer, but and he said,
that's where it goes.
And he would never want to go back because back then he was way, way too skinny.
He's skinny now.
Okay.
So he's way skinny.
Way skinny then.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, my mom said she doesn't have it and she doesn't care if she would ever fit into it anyway. But what I did just find out from this conversation is it was a hand-me-down to her. I think it was my dad's sister's dress.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, she looked lovely and it was very, she looked like a 50s Barbie doll, like teeny tiny waist. Mm-hmm. And it was very fitted lace. It was really beautiful. But she doesn't care. She, what am I going to do with it?
I think my mom still has
hers. We should post up pictures.
Definitely. Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'll ask Uncle Don to send me a picture of him and Aunt Mary. But yeah, that'd be funny. Yeah.
I would love that.
Cool. Okay. That would be fun. Hilarious.
So cute.
No, cute. Yeah.
Okay. So what is your favorite invention in your lifetime?
My mom said either the computer or the smartphone.
Ooh, all good ones. She plays a lot of games, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Eight and nine, because nine was of your lifetime? Or was...
See, whoever wrote this is ridiculous. The next question is your favorite of the last decade.
Okay.
We can blur the lines here.
Number eight, Uncle Don, and I could have answered for him. He said was the skateboard. The funny thing was he went out to California, and that was the first time that hadn't been out in Colorado yet, but he went out to California, and everybody's out there riding skateboards. So he got back here, and he's like, I need to figure out a way to make something like that. So he took a 2x4.
Uh-huh.
Remember those old skates that our folks used to have, the metal wheels and stuff?
Yeah.
Took a pair of those off, drilled them to the bottom of a 2x4, and that's what he used as a skateboard.
Dang.
But he had this really cool, he was a great artist in painting and stuff. So he decked it out and everything. I wish we still had that. My grandmother, I don't know if she threw it away or what, but it...
That would be amazing.
But I have a picture of him riding the skateboard.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Do you know what the old person in me is thinking about that, though, is a fire hazard. So you've got metal wheels throwing off sparks on a wooden plank.
Yeah.
The older person in me is, you're going to break a hip.
That's right.
Yeah.
So are we doing all the, because I've got a few of the inventions.
Go ahead.
The next one,
okay. So her favorite, I think of all time, that she uses now, she calls it Dickie Dyson. It's our Dyson handheld vacuum cleaner, and she uses it to zap up spiders.
Nice.
So, yeah. And if you listen to the show, it sounds like our house is just a den of spiders. Washer and dryer, of course, you know, as a young person growing up on the farm and stuff, not having to hand wash
anything.
Beat
them with a rock.
Exactly, out in the river.
Yeah.
The electric can opener, because she's got a little bit of the rheumatoid arthritis. She loves the electric can opener.
That's what I need to get.
And then the last one, because I'm combining all of the invention things, microwave. A mom zapping meals, like, you know, busy mom going to work. I think that kind of saved her life a couple of times.
Nice.
Sure.
Yeah. Did you guys have any other inventions?
Well, if we're going to, we put eight and nine together. Well, it was kind of funny because he sat there and he goes, I would have to say for me, though, he goes, probably the cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, you know, I never realized how much, you know, now that I've got this, how much I kind of do depend on it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and he goes, and it's like a lifesaver, and, you know, when I don't know when he does stuff on his phone.
He does on his phone.
Yeah.
But as a man who, a widower, you know, doing things by himself, it probably helps keep him connected.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
That's great. Any other ones, Lisa?
Nope.
Okay. So that's the invention part of the program. and then we asked them, what is your favorite car you ever had?
My mom said hers was a 69 Chevelle Supersport.
Very
and
beautiful.
And it was two-tone beige and brown.
Ooh.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
The neutrals.
This one's funny because I do remember this car. His is a 65 GTO.
That's awesome. I forgot to put the year. I think it was in the 90s, but mom had a Nissan 200 SX. It was red, and it was like a really sexy red. It wasn't, it's kind of like a black cherry red.
Oh, nice.
And anyway, she named it Toby the 200 or Toby 210 or whatever. But I remember I was, I don't know, maybe 11 or 12, and she got tickets all the time in it because it was red and racy looking. But also she goes, we can't get that for you because we need to get Toby a new pair of shoes. So it was more expensive to get it tires.
Yeah.
She's like, it's just
she cared about Toby being walking.
Year did you say that you thought it was?
I thought it was in the 90s. Does that
and
sound?
You were 11?
80s. You know what makes me feel old is not being able to do math with my own life.
It's okay. You know what makes you feel? Lisa's got to be a dick and call you out. I was going right along with it, Shell, but this Lisa's got to dick out and be like, "Where are you?"
I was sure.
In 92, I was 21. She's like,
how much different age are we, Doogie Howser, over here?
Okay. I had the heart of a 12-year-old. in my tool right. chest.
There you go.
Okay, so there's the
your
car
mom was
situation.
Still buying you shoes and
no,
oh, okay.
yeah. no buying the car shoes.
No, I yeah, know. She, I'm yeah.
kidding, Lisa.
She got her shoes at the Goodwill so Toby could get the tires.
Okay, so that was their favorite car.
Yeah.
What was their favorite trip?
My mom said her favorite trip ever was her 2-week cruise around the Hawaiian Islands and the Tahitian Islands, which I reminded her I was not a part of.
Well, but we were at your house.
We did. Me and Daryl watched their house while they went.
Oh, maybe that's why they had so much fun. You guys weren't there.
I was thinking that, yes.
We had fun.
That's when Daryl got one of his scars, which will be on one of our next episodes.
Oh, yeah.
There's scar tissues coming up. Stay tuned.
Okay.
Daryl.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm
You're
back.
Good.
This is funny because he always talks about it, but he went to Branson, Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
I
heard that's a fun trip.
Him and my aunt went, and he talks about it all the time. So we may have to check that out sometime.
No, I think you have to be a minimum age of 65 to go to Branson.
Well, good. We got some time.
We have some time.
Okay, we'll save that.
Yeah, yours coming.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So my whole family and my dad's brother's kids and them, so there were cousins and me, Mike, and Monty, and all of us went on a 3-week East Coast trip. We did DC, we did New York City, the whole East Coast, we did Canada, we did Niagara Falls. It was my first taxi ride. We did the Smithsonian and I got to hang out with our cousins. First deli. Like a New York deli, like any deli.
What year is this?
This was 85.
I was 7, so it's 2015.
I really just wanted to know what year it was.
No, it was in the 70s, I think. Oh, okay. Maybe 1980, 81, 82 at the latest. Okay. Yeah, we were little. Yeah.
Did you meet anybody in the Niagara Falls area?
Oh my gosh, we're still in contact.
Good. Yes, that's nice.
Perfect. It's kind of a secret affair, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the next question was, and I like this question for anybody, but when you're older, a lot of people don't like to travel based on time constraints or money or been there, done that, or it's a pain in the butt, or you have health issues. It's hard to get around. Mm-hmm. So basically, where would you like to go if time, money, and health weren't holding you back? And then I added another caveat of like that. I said knees because it's holding me back from some things. But like if you could literally just like close your eyes and go yapple dapple and you show up, where would you want to be?
I'm 11 again. Yapple dapple.
Yapple
dapple. It's 92. My mom said Italy, so she could find relatives.
Yes.
In Florence, she thinks that that's where they're from.
Awesome.
It'd be like that episode, not episode, what's his name? I just totally had a brain fart. When they go travel to Germany.
Gilligan's Island.
No.
Vacation?
Vacation, yeah. Okay. And they stay with that family that he thinks is his family the whole time. They're like, who the hell were those people?
Who were those people?
I was going to say Hogan's Heroes. But yeah, like, you know your husband.
So your mom would be staying with this family and they're like, who's this?
Yeah, she looks like us. But so yeah, she says then either Barcelona or Portugal, which I thought was strange. I'll totally go with her, but where'd she come up with that? And the Greek islands.
Lovely.
So I go, so Europe?
Mediterranean.
Yeah, take the whole Europe and tour. Europe tour, the family vacation.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Yeah. My uncle said, he goes, I'm a simple man. I don't really need to go anywhere far, this, that, because I would like to see the Don Garlitz Race Museum. And
he was
a drag racer. It's in Florida.
Oh, awesome.
But yeah. He goes, I would love to see that. Okay. And I said, well, you got money. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's make these things happen. TikTok. Yeah. I love that.
Especially after his next answer.
Oh.
So mom was kind of not impressed with the whole thing. She's like, I don't want to go anywhere. And I'm like, but you don't. There's no friction whatsoever.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. And I'm like, you could see absolutely anything. Yapple dapple. You show up. You're there. You could be the pyramids or the Great Wall of China. She goes, oh. I would go see the Louvre.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, let's go see the Louvre.
That's in Italy, too?
Paris.
The Louvre.
Yeah, we'll meet in the middle.
Yeah, that's the museum that the Mona Lisa is.
Got it.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Cool.
The Louvre.
Really cool. Le Louvre.
Le Louvre. Okay, so almost done here, guys. Would you have had more kids if you could, Mom Kay and Patty?
My mom said absolutely, which I thought was crazy because I never thought, not that
she doesn't even like you.
Right. No. I didn't, We didn't go into this, and I guess we should have a little bit.
What did she say? She said no?
No, she said absolutely.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But
sorry.
The thing was is that I was an only child for almost 7 years.
Right.
And Brandy was IOD baby, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And stuff. So obviously it wasn't like it was hard for her to get
to
pregnant.
Get, okay.
Maybe
right.
It was just money.
Maybe
money.
I
don't
think
know.
That's why
to...
my parents stopped.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but they stopped twice as far as we did. No, just one.
A person did have.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but anyways, yeah,
I
she
love
said
that.
Absolutely.
I love that. And I agree with it because just as an outsider, when your mom would have a gaggle of girls, you know, on slumber party day or the day after and take us garage sailing or to the movies or whatever, I think she loved it. I think she really loved children.
Yeah.
And I think she's awesome. So, yeah.
Well, she enjoyed the grandkids too.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 My uncle said, no, I've got you and you're all I need.
Aww.
And I said, do I take that as a compliment or am I locked? That, you know?
Yeah, a handful.
No, you're all I need, buddy. But no, yeah, he said, no, I've got you and that's all I need.
That's very sweet.
Well, my mom had said years ago that if they had had more money and time that they would have kept going.
Mm-hmm.
So I was surprised by her answer. She's like, no, three was just right.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she said three is perfect.
Okay.
And I'm like, so after me, you're just like, And she's like, well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're very handsome.
Yeah,
she wanted one more boy.
I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
I guess. They used up all the redhead luck. Okay.
Oh, your brother kept that going with the redhead luck.
You're correct. Number 14 was, who is the biggest villain in your own life?
That was number 14?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In your own life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She says that she doesn't have one. And then she reiterated with a girl that she had a rivalry with in high school, but she's over it now.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Did it take some going over? Or?
I think that she's just too old to worry about it anymore. I remember at her 20th year anniversary, reunion.
Yeah.
And stuff, she told me, she goes, I hope that blah, blah, and I still remember the girl's name.
Uh-huh.
Blah, blah, blah isn't there. Oh, I hate her and stuff. And so she was, when I was, you know, still 20, or I was 19, I think at the time, she was still not over it. But now it's been a little bit long. It's been like, what, 5 years since then? So.
Do you know the story?
She said that when we were talking about it, she said that people would just pit them against each other, and she would always win. Not my mom, the other girl.
The other girl.
I gotcha.
Yeah, like it was like you two were up for homecoming queen, you two were up for prom queen,
right?
You two, and she was blonde. My mom was dark.
Yeah,
you know, and
it was her nemesis.
Yeah,
it was her Nancy.
No wonder every time I see her, she sees a blonde person.
She pops.
She didn't like Megan when she was little.
Yeah, but she just used to kick her.
Jeez.
Yeah. So she said she didn't have one, but then she said it might be this girl if she had to pick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Our moms are pretty nice.
Yeah.
Well, this was funny. So I asked him that. I said, you know, and he said Byron, which is his brother.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is my dad.
Biological father.
My biological
father. Gotcha. Yeah. So there was a bunch of.
They never liked each other the whole.
Butted heads.
The whole time growing up. And then even after.
When they were adults.
They were adults. And then when me and my uncle became so close and everything. And then when my grandmother passed away, Byron came over to help us do some stuff at her house. And he goes, oh, I see. It looks like you two have got this. And left, and we were so happy. I think we clapped.
Yeah.
Wow. That's sad.
It is.
My mom's was neither of those things, not surprisingly. But I remember her talking about him when I was, whatever, Lisa said, you do the year. Uh-huh. But this guy's name was Mr. Yox, Y-O-X, and he was her boss, I think at Equifax, which also ends in an X. But
Yox and Hox.
But he was like... the first abuse of power that she had ever seen, and, you know, fairly big company, and, you know, they're the credit people or whatever. But she said that she never even butted heads with him directly, but he made everybody else's life miserable. Thereby, you know, she kind of had to deal with it otherwise. But just one of those miserable people that just conscientiously tries to screw with everybody. Mm-hmm. And she's like, he's the guess who I don't miss guy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's her nemesis.
Okay.
So, yeah, Mr. Yox.
No Yoxy.
Mm-hmm.
No love for Yox.
Nope. Okay, so the very last question is, who's the biggest bad guy you ever heard of? So, like, who's a villain in the world, not your own personal villain? And again, if I had to do this questionnaire over again, I would have worded it a little differently.
Well, this is where we actually were laughing the most and then couldn't stop because she goes, like what, a wrestler? And I was like, yes, Mom, was it The Rock or Roddy Piper, the biggest villain you've ever known?
Andre the Giant.
Yeah, and she's like, well, I don't understand. I go, I go, like a serial killer or something.
Yeah, like a real bad guy.
Yeah, and she goes, oh, I don't know. I was trying to think of it, and all I could think of was wrestlers.
Because they're so mean.
Yeah, and I go, okay.
Well, they are, yeah.
Yeah, that's, she never did answer.
That's
she
so just, funny, yeah. Because it was such a formulaic good guy, bad guy, white hat, black hat,
right.
Ridiculous thing. Mm-hmm. And that's probably what she was thinking of.
Yeah, I guess.
But what did Don say?
He blurted, I mean, it was quick. He goes, Hitler.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah. That's a pretty bad dude.
Biggest monster in his lifetime, Hitler.
Well,
so I said, okay.
And was he alive?
Yeah,
he was
think
a baby.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Little, yeah. Little
then
person.
He was like, Huckley! Whatever you say.
My mom said, Dahmer, and that's a terrible way to end a questionnaire. So okay. Next time we'll do a little
next time,
happy!
And then he said Donald Duck.
That yes.
Yeah.
No, I double dog dare somebody to give me anything good about Jeffrey Dahmer. He had good hygiene.
But I'm fun. We'll be back with the next segment. What you talking about?
What you talking about?
All
what
right.
What you talking about?
I'm getting older. I think I'm aging well. I wish someone had told me I'd be doing this by myself. There's reasons that I'm thankful. There's a lot I'm grateful for. But it's different when a stranger's always waiting at your door. Which is ironic, because the stranger seemed to want me more than anyone before. Too bad they're usually deranged.
One guy throws the switch, we all die. Nothing we can do. Talking about whatever everybody's talking about. Let's talk about. Scream and shout whatever everybody's talking about. Let's talk about.
Hey kiddos, welcome back to one of our favorite segments. There's only four, so I like them all about.
Four.
Yes, it's like, yeah. Like about 25% the same. This is called Witch You Talking About. It's a play on words that makes everybody clutch their sides with delight every time I say it. Now, this one, my witcha, I'm going to go first because I'm so excited about it.
Okay.
I would like to dedicate it to Daryl.
Ooh.
Because last week or the week before, he talked about the glass-bellied frog.
Yes, I did.
And I was so excited about it. I heard a frog fact today that I'd like to share with all of you guys. And in fact, I think we might even change this from what you're talking about to Amphibian Corner. It's all frogs all the time.
No.
So, little frog fact. Mm-hmm. There are 4,700 species of frogs.
Jeez.
And do you know how many of those species of frog say ribbit? One.
Seriously?
One.
Freddy the Frog?
No, not one of them all, but one species.
One species.
I said, yeah. Freddy the Frog.
Says
well,
ribbit.
I know. You made it seem like it was only one
it's
frog.
It's one guy.
Yeah.
One species. So wait a minute,
yeah.
You say.
Yeah.
Why does everybody say a frog goes ribbit
right.
When only one of them ribbits?
Which one is it? The bullfrog?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
The one that ribbits is native to California. So when sound was used on a soundstage of frogs, as one does, mm-hmm. They used the ribbit frog because it was native to California. And so that's why we all equate ribbit with frogs because
do they drink Budweiser?
They do. Okay. And they also, you cannot see the insides of their stomachs because they're not made of glass. So frog fact.
Yeah.
Nice.
One ribbit.
One ribbit.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I like
cool.
That.
Deeps.
I went with the theme of the show, and from 1946 to 1964, the most popular names were, for girls' names, Mary.
Yeah, oh,
perfect,
it.
Yep.
And then Linda.
Yeah.
Cute.
And this one's kind of funny, Lisa.
Really?
Yep.
I thought that was more of a 70s name.
No, I thought so, too.
60s, 70s,
and then the top boys' names were James.
Yeah. Sure, mm-hmm. Always, pretty much.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
Ribbit, Robert.
That's right.
And Michael.
Yep.
Classics.
Yeah.
Classics.
This is according to the Social Security Administration.
Classics.
Yay, good
Linda.
Call.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Linda.
mine is about what we've been watching on TV.
All right.
So there's a new show from the makers of The Tiger King on HBO
Max.
Oh,
God. Oh, my God.
called Chimp Crazy. Chimp.
Chimp. I can't wait.
It is in, so it's,
we
it's
only
on watched Max,
one so far.
So you, it's coming every week.
Okay.
Only the first episode is out so far.
All right, you can't binge.
No, and
I know, and it's driving her crazy.
For the next episode. It is about a woman who basically was buying chimpanzees off the black market. Well, I guess in, where was it? Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Wisconsin. It may be Milwaukee. Yes, Wisconsin. Is the most easiest place to buy and sell exotic animals.
Okay.
That have a lot of laws.
All
I
right.
said animals like that.
Animals. It's still know. America.
Yeah, it is.
I had a bubble in my throat. So when I said animals, I said nice. Animals like that. And I said,
just nice animals.
That was me going backwards.
Okay, good. I like it.
Good rewind.
Wisconsin has the most on exotic animals.
Okay.
And this lady was buying and selling chimpanzees from overseas.
Okay.
And she was selling them to a bunch of people. But the problem, as with tigers, is that they become bigger.
Uh-oh.
And then they start eating your face and your nose.
Yes.
And stuff. So,
and the nose on your face.
Yes.
The funny thing was,
well, or one or the other.
She had a few chimps that were actually in movies.
Yes.
And stuff. Yeah.
Toby, right?
Yeah.
Toby? Tonka.
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 Every Which Way But Loose?
I don't remember.
No, that was a...
Orangutan.
Orangutan, yeah.
Okay.
Good call.
Not a visual medium.
Man, I tell you.
Ask Daryl to act that out for me next time we see him.
My charade fucking rock.
There's a difference between an orangutan, a chimp, and a gorilla.
Yeah.
They're all
but
different.
These ones were almost as big as gorillas,
they
right?
They were huge, yeah.
And they were living on her property. She had gotten sanctioned to have... like a sanctuary, but
okay.
It wasn't like open. They were all in cages.
Uh-huh.
And so PETA got called. Anyways, big long story.
Chimp ate her face?
Well, her husband's
bit his nose off his face.
And so then PETA got called. Long, I don't want to give it away.
Yeah,
but you guys
watched
watch Chimp Crazy so we can talk about it.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy chimp times.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
If a chimp ate the nose off your face and you got to pick any celebrity's nose to replace the nose you currently have, who would it be?
Man, that's weird, but do you think that's what happened to Michael Jackson? Because he
Maybe.
Had a chimp?
No.
Quick thinking.
Maybe.
Manwich is quick on his feet.
Doesn't it just look perfect? There's no like scars or anything? It just comes back on.
It just blend on your face.
We had a great... plastic surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
The first person I can think of is Jennifer Aniston.
She's
I don't know why.
All the way
She's
around.
Just
sure.
perfect.
Yeah.
So
I'll take a Jenny
I have
nose.
To think about that, but
sure.
I would think that she has a cute nose. I like my nose. My nose is fine.
Your nose is great.
But if it got eaten off, not so fine.
I'd take Brad Pitt's nose. He's got a fabulous
it
nose.
It might be too big for your face.
It might, but what if I had him scale him down?
Well, okay.
Daryl, you also have a nice nose.
Thinking.
Do you have a dream nose
Maybe
in mind?
Maybe JT's nose.
Oh.
Maybe it'd help me sing better. I'm bringing sexy back.
I pulled my nose today. I got tooth work.
Teeth work.
I got teeth work.
She got teeth cleaned.
I got my teeth. Well, Daryl keeps talking that it's like just a little teeth cleaning. It's a deep clean and it fucking hurts.
It's like your gum scraped and chipped,
yes.
right?
Yes. You have to go in and like scrape inside of your gums.
Yes.
And anyways, they put so much numbness that my nose, I would kept flicking it like this.
Yeah, now she's got a...
But then it was...
She's going to hate it here tonight when she goes, why is my nose
hurt? Hurts.
Flicker.
It hurt all the way to my eyeballs. I was numb to my eyeballs. But I feel better now. So if the chimp was to eat me
today,
after gum work,
he'd
be fine.
Yep.
Well, it wouldn't hurt as much.
That's true.
The poor chimp would be like, my mouth's numb.
Yeah, make
a snuff. Yep, double numbing.
Okay. Did a number.
That's all. That's our witch talking about. We'll be back with wow.
Wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh yeah, he's the man witch. Oh yeah.
Wow, 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 wow,
wow, wow,
wow, wow,
wow, wow,
wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow,
wow,
wow, wow,
wow,
wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow, wow
It's time for WOW. Right about now, we're going to tell you some things. This is how we do it. Shelly talks murder. Lisa talks dogs. I type music and the dogs watch us all.
Well, that wasn't too bad till the end.
Yeah, good rhythm.
Yeah,
tempo.
Off the top of your head, I give that an 8.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, hey. A 2.
Okay, perfect.
A 2.
And well, I said,
and also, not
and
two.
Also with you.
Oh, also with you. And with you as well.
Yes.
Perfect.
All right, Lisa, you're going to bring us in?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not talking about dogs this time, but my well of wisdom is animals, and this goes under the guidelines of that. What do I love almost as much as a dog or a prairie dog? Oh, you ask what? A groundhog.
What?
A groundhog. A stowaway take two. A stowaway groundhog elevated to local icon. Dun, dun. This is in Hollandsdalesburg. That's a long, they need to
That's
shorten
too many
that.
Letters.
Hollandsdalesburg, Pennsylvania. Oh. A Pennsylvania groundhog is making a name for himself for something other than predicting an earlier late spring. An intrepid varmint dubbed Colonel Custer.
Oh.
So Colonel Custard, not even just Custer.
Custard.
You know why? So named for the frozen custard shop and mini golf outlet where he was discovered, was found stowed away with a passel of stuffed animal prizes in an arcade game for 2 weeks.
He was snuggled in.
Yeah, he was in a claw game.
Nice. Comfy.
Players were maneuvering a mechanical claw to plunk toys from the glass game case when they suddenly realized a real-life groundhog was blinking back at them. The newly named Colonel was found in Hollandsdalesburg. Well, shut up. A good hour's drive from Pennsylvania's far more famous groundhog town of Punxsutawney. Did you know that
they have their own town?
Yeah.
Apparently. Wow. I didn't know it was in Philadelphia. Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. Home to the weather-predicting Groundhog Phil.
Okay.
Now, we don't know. I haven't read this whole thing, so I'm reading it to you now, but did he come from there? We don't know. I don't know.
He traveled far.
The owners and staff at the Meadow Frozen Custard Shop aren't being shy about promoting their own furry friend. Staff and owners made t-shirts that read, "Respect the Groundhog," and held an online naming campaign that drew an avalanche of responses and are working on more promotional ideas, such as naming one of their frozen treat flavors for Colonel Custard. Meadows manager Lynn Castle said no one is sure how the groundhog got in the building, but he must have climbed into the game chute and into the machine. They were just staring at the stuffed animals in there getting ready to decide what to pick and saw the groundhog's eyes blinking at them and realized that thing
I'd
was alive.
Going for him quick.
Oh yeah. My God.
It took a village to set the varmint free. Employees first called the claw machine owner, who was too skittish to take the colonel on. Next came the police, who called the Pennsylvania Gaming Commission. The game warden opened up the claw machine and released the groundhog into a nearby field. It's a good story that ended well. Castle said he got set free. No one got bit.
And then when he left, he went, "I'll be back."
Gotta go talk to my Uncle Phil.
Yeah. Well, I love that snuggly thing.
Yeah. Lisa, I think that you were born for this.
Yeah.
And that might be the best story in the whole world.
It's a great one.
Yeah.
It's a great
one. All right.
She's like this blink, blink.
I am not a prize. Or he is like, "I am such a prize." Yeah. Blink, blink.
Take me home,
really? Yeah. I'll snuggle with you.
Yeah.
Colonel. I'll be your little uncle.
I will try to never do better than that then. That is my reigning championship.
I think you win. Yeah, this should have been a finale show.
It's going to be tough. Right. If we get canceled, at least we go out on a note.
Exactly. Those are nice. Big shoes to fill.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, mine's, of course, the music one. And I just kind of kept going with the theme of stuff for the show. So I went with the top 15 songs that defined Boomer's generation.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
I don't know if this is how they had them. I don't know if this is what they thought was 1 through whatever 15. But it starts out with Jailhouse Rock, Woo-hoo! Elvis Presley. That day to be remembered. That'll be the day.
Oh, good. Buddy Holly.
Yeah, Buddy Holly. Okay.
Sorry,
I was reading two things.
You're trying too hard.
At the Hop, Danny and the Juniors.
Yeah.
Johnny B. Good, Chuck Berry.
Yes.
Yep.
What I'd Say, Ray Charles.
And What I Say.
Dun. The Twist with Chubby Checkers.
Oh.
Yes.
We have an in on that one.
I Want to Hold Your Hand by those little guys from Across the Pond, the Beatles.
Yeah, your favorite.
Dancing in the Streets, which has been redone by Van Halen, but by Martha and the Vandellas.
And Mick Jagger and David Bowie.
David Bowie, yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Speaking of the Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Who can?
Mm-hmm. And then this guy, Like a Rolling Stone. Yeah.
It's Bob Dylan.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Number 11, Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys.
Love it.
Respect.
Oh, Aretha. Aretha Franklin.
Light My Fire by the Doors. A Day in the Life by the Beatles. They hit it twice. Okay. Mm-hmm. And 15, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, which that song totally defines the whole time of what was going on
back
in the 60s. So,
it could define any time.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, really. That's one of those timeless songs. Yeah.
Agreed.
But those were the top 15 songs for their defining their generation.
Very topical. Yes. Thank you, Daryl.
Thank you.
You're on point. Everybody's taking their job very seriously.
We really are.
We are.
It was that memo we got.
Yeah. You're all fired. I'm going to stop paying you.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Ambush.
Boy, there goes my tax relief.
Uh-huh. My well, or well of wisdom, is true crime, as always. True crime rule number 35. Don't get screwed out of a cool nickname, killers. Hey, are you a night stalker?
Ooh.
A blood countess? The Suffolk Strangler? Question mark? No, some dickhead got to be called the weepy-voiced killer. And then before he became the Golden State Killer, you had Erons, the East Area, whatever it was, mm-hmm. East Area Ransacker and Noodler. Yes. And then you have the Doodler. Look it up. That guy's a piece of shit. And then this one was named by the media. He was killing people with bricks, but he confessed on accident and did a bunch of dumb mistakes, so they dubbed him the Brick Moron. And then the self-proclaimed Giggler. The Giggler, Boston, 1969, he named himself. Oh. He just got a kick out of what he was doing. So if you're going to be a killer, don't screw around. Get yourself a good nickname. You're not scary, Brick Moron.
The Giggler.
I'm coming at you.
He wanted to be like the Joker, but not at all.
I think you watched too much Batman.
Could be. All right. That is our
show.
Yeah.
We did it.
We did another one, you guys. We got through it.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Feel good.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, here we go. We're not going to beg again, but yeah, we are.
Sure.
Join Patreon. That's mm-hmm. all we have to say. That helps us pay our bills.
It sure does. Hey, next week, or the day that this comes out, we're going to be announcing the winners of the contest. If you're on our Facebook page, we did out-of-state and in-state. People, tell us where you're from. Where are you listening from? What do you do? And so we're announcing that today. When you're listening to this
mm-hmm.
on our Facebook page. So
that's
Good Witch
anywhere.
Dad. Yep.
Yeah. Anywhere. You're in.
Yep. I almost said Good Witch, Dad Witch. What's that all about?
I don't know. You have daddy issues.
Yeah, do that. And then we're talking about, I guess we have a TikTok channel. We might do something there. Yeah, I don't know.
We have so much coming
YouTube. Yeah. And the Patreon, they're getting all kinds of extra content. We're doing contests. We're looking at doing a live show. That's going to be a big announcement later on. But the Patreon thing, just go to our website and click on the little thing.
Yeah.
And it says, hey, you got a couple extra dollars. You're like, I sure do.
Mm-hmm.
I sure do.
Fling us a five and keep us alive.
Exactly. Isn't that the truth? And we'll give you a little welcome gift.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's all I got. Hey, stay witchy, my friend.
Stay bitchy.